Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Elon Musk has finally completed his $44 billion takeover of Twitter. His first move was to fire the social media company's top leadership, which he accused of misleading him over the number of spam accounts on the platform. With more on this, I'm joined by Shannon Bond, who's NPR correspondent in San Francisco. Shannon, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me.
So the deal has gone through just like a tweet, straight in.
Yeah, I mean, no delays, no nothing. No, I mean, this has been pretty crazy, right? For the past 6 months, we've really been gripped by this saga. It was on, you know, Elon wanted to buy Twitter, then he didn't want to buy Twitter. He attempted to get out of it. They were in this bitter legal battle that was headed for a trial in this court in Delaware. And then on the eve of that trial, Elon Musk said, actually, never mind. Let's go ahead and buy Twitter. And now he's actually done it.
Wow. And it was a quiet day at the office, his first day.
Well, so yes, I guess it depends how you feel about that. So he was in the office. We've heard this week he was in the office, and on Thursday, we learned that sort of simultaneously, we learned he had closed the deal, and as you said, fired these four top executives, the CEO and the chief financial officer, as well as Twitter's top lawyer and its top policy executive, you know, taking no time to, you know, clean house and clearly indicate he's going to make his own mark on the company.
I smell four lawsuits coming on foot of that decision. Not just the top brass, he's letting go of plans to make significant employee cuts, is he?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know the exact details of his plans. Now, the Washington Post has reported he's told investors he wants to cut 75% of Twitter's staff. Oh. Now, you know, even for a company that out here is widely seen as maybe bloated, has too many people, that's really drastic. And you know, it's unclear what he's actually going to come through with. But it does raise this question. You know, he is trying to cut costs. He has talked about, you know, he thinks it should be a smaller workforce. And there's this question, how many people do you need to run Twitter, keep advertisers happy, and make many of the changes that Musk has floated?
Mm-hmm. He wants to help humanity, he says. Now, I don't know what he means by that, do you?
I mean, I would never venture to guess what Elon Musk means about anything, but we can look at what he said. You know, he has described himself as a free speech absolutist, right? And he's criticized Twitter's rules about content moderation, rules against things like hate speech and harassment. He says they're too restrictive. But, you know, there is a tension here. You know, he wants to make this a successful business. Twitter's business is advertising. If you take away the guardrails, you know, are big brands going to want to put their messages on a site, you know, that is more toxic? And Musk himself said this week in an open letter to advertisers that Twitter can't be a free-for-all hellscape. He wants it to be warm and welcoming. He wants to grow users and revenue. So how this is all going to work, I mean, mm-hmm. It's your guess is as good as mine.
But it's a global platform, and here's a problem for Elon Musk. He's been told already by lawmakers in the European Union that he must play by the rules in the European Union with his new platform. So that curtails an awful lot of what he wants to do.
That's right. And he's talked about this idea that, you know, he wants to allow all legal speech. But as you exactly point out, what is legal is very different from country to country. And, you know, one of the real challenges for a global company like Twitter is figuring out how do you set consistent policies across this patchwork of different countries you're operating in? How is that really going to work? You know, it's very complicated. You know, sometimes people say the product fundamentally that social media companies are making is content moderation, is making these decisions. And he's just going to make it harder on himself.
Well, there's one happy man, isn't there? The former President Donald Trump. He said he's very happy that Twitter is now in sane hands. Discuss,
Shannon.
That's
right. I mean, of course, Trump had been banned from Twitter after the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Musk has said he'd bring Trump back, and he says, you know, in general, he opposes permanent bans. You know, he hasn't made the move that we've seen yet. You know, stay tuned, but I think we can fully expect people like Donald Trump will come back. You know, folks like Alex Jones, the conspiracist who was kicked off, will come back. There's politicians here who have been limited. You know, and I think you're seeing early reaction. You know, some users on Twitter are cheering on the idea that, you know, the game has really changed. You know, we're seeing increased use of racial slurs on the site. You know, people are just, there's a real attitude of like, you know, there's a different sheriff in town now.
Yeah, that's for sure. Shannon Bond, NPR correspondent in San Francisco. Thank you very much indeed.